Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. Today's date is November 13th, 2021. And this is episode 76 and season 4, the start of the new season. I've already reached 75 episodes so far. So this is very exciting. And thank you for listening. Right now, I will today's episode, I will discuss Italian restaurants that are no longer in Chicago. They have been closed and defunct. So first we'll go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Wrigley's Double Mint Gum. And here is a commercial from 1985. And it's a very catchy song. It's one of those songs you can't get out of your head. I know, because mine is still there. So enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
Double skating, double decker, double stepping like in vaudeville days. A double daring duo. Takes your breath away. Like the single most favorite double in the world is double good, double good, double mint gum. Double image, double duty. Double talking can be double fun. But the single most favorite double in the world is double good, double good, double mint gum.
Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum. Double good, double fresh, double delicious. It's the single most favorite double in the world.
Double over, double under, riding double, playing double. But the single most favorite double in the world is double good, double good.
It's the single most favorite double.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. And like I said before, it is one of those catchy tunes that you can't get out of your head. And I said previously, it's still there, but I like it. Double Mint Gum still being made. As for also Spearmint Gum, Wrigley Spearmint Gum, and Juicy Fruit. So they had some classic commercials. You can find them on YouTube. The ones I grew up from the 70s and 80s. So my favorite memory of getting the gum was my uncle. When he was alive, he owned a grocery store. And one time he used to visit us a long time ago. I mentioned this story before in a previous podcast. He always bring me a pack of gum, and it's always Wrigley's, and that was special. I like that. You know, that's what I remember most of them. Okay. In the beginning of the program, I'm going to talk about Italian restaurants in Chicago that have been closed. There were so many, but I won't go into each one. So I picked about maybe three or four that a lot of people remembered, and I will mention a couple that I can think of top of my head, but there are a few that I'll go in more detail. And as I'm a first generation Greek American, so my parents were born in Greece. I was born here. My favorite food of all time is Greek food, of course. My mom is a fabulous cook; still does this every day. You know, and but my second favorite is Italian. I love Italian food, like you name it, spaghetti, lasagna, manicotti, veal parmigiana, and, you know, desserts like tiramisu. Oh, heavenly. I love that. And I don't go much to Italian restaurants. You know, I don't go out much. And the last one I went to was Palermo's. It's still located on 95th Street in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Right near my home. And I went to lunch with a couple of women that I went to high school with. And it was, I had pizza. Of course, I wanted to try an Italian dish, but that's okay. The pizza was wonderful. You know, thin, absolutely awesome. I love it. And next time I will go there, I will order an Italian dish because I would love to have that. We'll see about that. And they also have another location on West 63rd Street, east of Pulaski Road. I don't know if that's the same thing. I don't know. I've never had a chance to do research on that. But their pizza is wonderful. You would count pizza as Italian food. It really is. But I'm talking about, like, traditional, authentic meals. And what other pizza place? Two pizza places I remembered eating when I was growing up on the southwest side of Chicago. One was Little Joe's, and that was on West 63rd Street and Richmond Avenue. Still in business, but not at that location. I think they have three locations now. I could be wrong. One in Tinley Park, Illinois, Frankfort, or New Lenox. I haven't been there yet. I don't know if it's, I've heard it's the same, so we'll see. And the other place was Luigi's Pizza, which was on 85th Street and South Pulaski Road. Now it's Conte's, but when I was growing up in the 70s, it was Luigi's. It was there for years, and it's beautiful. Delicious it was. And it was right near Vito and Nick's. That place is still there. I love that place. Famous for their thin, very thin crust and their pitchers of old-style beer. But there's another place across the street. It's called Angie's, and that's still there on South Pulaski Road and 85th, and it's wonderful, too. I love it. I've been there a couple times, about a few years ago. Still have a craving for it. Oh, my God. You can't beat it. Pizza here in Chicago is wonderful. You go to other cities? No. New York is good. Boston is good because I've been to both places. If you go like California, Texas, Arizona, Florida, No. It's bizarre. I won't go into more depth of that, so forget about it. All right. Let's get back to the topic of this show, defunct Italian restaurants in Chicago. I will start with the first one. And the first one is Fibo. And Fibo Italian restaurant. And this was located at West 25th Street and Southwestern Avenue. And it has been there since the Prohibition days, 1920s, almost 100 years. You know, that's amazing. I've never, the restaurants that I will mention during the program, I have never been there. I've never eaten there. So just bear with me. I know it sounds surprising, but did some research on it. And so I will talk a little bit about that, the Fibo, and it was around restaurant opened around the Great Depression, about 1929, and that time it was called Spaghetti Houses, and it was called Fibo, the place, and it was named after a fictitious military hero in an Italian novel. And originally the restaurant was a boarding house for Italian immigrants. And the co-owner of the Italian restaurant, his name was Giulio Sereni. His nickname was Duke. And he passed away in September 2016. He was 93 years old. Wow. Long time, and God bless him. So, that place was famous for their wonderful meals, and the thing that was printed on the menus, it was called Una Cosa che piace non fa danno. My Italian's terrible, which translates a thing that tastes this good can't hurt you. It's very nice. And a lot of people love this place. They really did. And when people attended, like, for example, sporting events at the Chicago Stadium at one time, they always stopped off there. They stopped out there. And they were, it was a very go after place after the game or any event you went to. And, the other co-owner was Sereni's cousin. His name was Leo Cecchi or Cecchi, and he joined the restaurant in 1949. And they had a wonderful wine list there, and they had a lot of famous people, a lot of governors like Governor Jim Thompson, Governor Dan Walker, also sports figures. Like Tony Russo, right now he's the manager of the White Sox, Chicago White Sox, and Bobby Hull, famous hockey player. And then Mr. Cerini retired in 1989, and then about a few years later, the restaurant closed, which is a shame. That really is a shame, because from when I post this on Facebook, on my pages, a lot of people love this place so much. They wish it was back. It's one of those places that they wish they would come back today, you know. And I can understand that. So I had no idea about this place until I was doing an internet search on him years ago. And it sounded wonderful. Oh, that's too bad. So that's one of the famous Italian restaurants that's no longer around. Okay. Let's see. Second one we have is DeLeo's restaurant. And that's a famous Italian restaurant on the northwest side. And let's see. That was located at 5700 North Central Avenue, right about one block north of Bryn Mawr. And it was there for 35 years. And the food over there was excellent as well. And let's see, the owner of the place, his name was Angelo DeLeo, and famous for his extensive relish trays. Oh, that sounded wonderful. And he opened the restaurant with his two brothers. Their names were Guy and Rocco, and they've had it for a long time. And they also have banquet halls there. I mean, not banquet hall, just one banquet hall they had, excuse me. And, you know, they had a lot of parties and it was very famous. And the food was excellent. People love that. They really do. They love that place. And also, like I said, mentioned before, as soon as Mr. DeLeo passed away, the restaurant closed. But the story was... there was an alderman, his name was Roman Paczynski. I hope I'm saying his name right. Him, he was dining with his wife, and they were entering the restaurant, or they were leaving. I don't know the whole story. And her heel of a shoe got caught in one of the holes in the carpets, and she fell down the stairs and hit her head. And she was in a coma for years and passed away, unfortunately. And the Paczynski family sued the restaurant. And... They had a settlement, and then soon after the restaurant closed, which is a shame. And a couple things I want to mention. A few things. One, John Wayne Gacy, who's a famous murderer, you know, had dinner there many times and with his lawyer while he was going to stand trial. Not standing trial, but he dined there. And also the other famous meals they had at the Leo's was homemade chopped liver, macaroni salad. And they also had these wonderful Christmas displays, Victorian style. So that's interesting. But it's a shame that closed. And then I just heard about a little while ago that that building is up for demolition. So I think it's going to be torn down. I think after when the restaurant closed, it turned into a bank, I believe. So I think soon the building will be no more. That's a shame. Okay. Let's see. Next one we got is, right now we're going to go into a commercial. Here is a famous 1969 Prince Spaghetti commercial, and it's the one with Anthony, where his mother is calling for him to come home for dinner. So everyone remembered that in the 70s. So here is the Prince Spaghetti commercial with Anthony and his mom from 1969. Enjoy.
Anthony Martinieri lives in Boston, in the Italian North End, the home of the Prince Spaghetti Company. Anthony knows a lot about Prince because it's something that grows you. Most days, Anthony takes his time going home. But today is Wednesday, And in the north end of Boston, Wednesday is Prince Spaghetti Day.
Okay, I'm back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Prince Spaghetti. Here's a little, couple of tidbits about this commercial and the young boy who was in that. His name was Anthony Martignetti, and he was 12 years old at the time. And they were filming the commercial in the North End neighborhood of Boston, and there was like some talent scout there, and they asked him, or he asked his parents to appear in the commercial, and they filmed the commercial there. And I think the woman that called from was his mom. Actually, she was an actress, so it wasn't his mother. Darn. So yeah, and you know, the sad thing about this is, Anthony passed away last year in August. And he was 63 years old, and that's sad. You know, part of TV Americana died like that. But they play this commercial all throughout the years, all through the 70s. And Prince Spaghetti still made today. You know, it's still good. I love spaghetti. It's one of my favorite Italian dishes. Okay. Next restaurant I will discuss is Club El Bianco, and that's a famous Italian restaurant on the South Side, and that was located at 2747 West 63rd Street in Chicago, right about near California Avenue. And believe it or not, I've never been to that place, but it was very famous for their food and their menu. So it was that's wonderful. That sounds nice. And it was owned by a man named Henry Bianco Sr., and he was a Chicago fireman, and he was a fireman for 10 years, then he became a lieutenant, and he was stationed at Midway Airport. And in 1946, he opened a small grocery store at 63rd in California, not too far from the restaurant, not too far, very close. And I'm sorry, yeah, 63rd in California. And there was a tavern at the address of the Club El Bianco, excuse me. Yeah, and so I guess he bought it. He bought the place, but he kept the store for a couple of years and then probably sold it. And then when he owned the tavern, they began to serve food. And he used his family recipes from his wife. Her name was Mildred. And then they realized that it was a big hit. And then they closed the tavern. They remodeled it. And they called it Club El Bianco. And it was famous for many years. And a lot of people I knew, and they also mentioned on Facebook, they loved that place so much. They love it. They never had a bad meal or anything bad, or anyone didn't say anything about it. But a lot of famous people dropped by, Italian celebrities. And also, believe it or not, Joe DiMaggio visited there. Which is made. He's not from Chicago, but I guess when he was playing in Chicago, he went there. I guess he was a diehard Italian food addict. He loved that, and sounded like a wonderful place. And let's see. So I don't know if he's still alive. I don't know. And then his son took over, and it was Henry Bianco Jr. And he, you know, he grew up, he worked in the restaurant with his father, and he became a chef. And I don't know when it closed, probably in the mid 80s, which is a shame. So people still love this place. They love it so much. And so that's another famous Italian restaurant that's gone. Okay. Let's see. Next one we have is Sabatino's. Sabatino's was a long time on the Northwest Side. It was owned by two brothers, Enzo and Angelo Pagni. And that restaurant closed in 2018. And it was famous for the veal parmigiana and flaming steak Diane. I never had steak Diane. I always wanted to try it. And that's a shame. That's a shame about that. And it was all over the news that they closed. And people were rushing to get their last meal over there. And they had some wonderful Christmas parties. And they had the strolling musicians, you know. So you're being serenaded while you're eating your pasta. And then it closed, and then last I heard they're going to tear it down, which is a shame. But I heard one chef who worked there opened his own other restaurant there as well. Well, that's a darn shame. I've never eaten there as well, but I heard the food was spectacular, so that's good. Okay. Last but not least is... one of the most famous Italian restaurants in Chicago, and it's still talked about today, is Como Inn. And there's another one, I never went there. And their food was wonderful. And it was, excuse me, and it was located at Grand Avenue and Milwaukee Avenue. If I find the real address, I'll let you know. And that started in 1924. That's when it opened. And the patriarch was Giuseppe Marchetti. And he worked as a, I think he worked as a busboy or a dishwasher. And then he met his wife, who was a cashier, and they fell in love. And then and they welcomed a son. His name was Joe Marchetti. And he's the one, that he opened Galleria Marchetti. And that place is still there. And let's see. And there we go. And... so the address was at 825 West Erie. No, that's the gallery. I'm sorry. Yeah, excuse me. You know, so Como Inn is famous for the, you know, they had a huge banquet hall, and they're famous for their wine list and all kinds of delicious Italian cuisine. And people on Facebook mention when I post something about Como Inn, they loved the food, and whenever they went to any sporting events, just like before, like with FIBOs, and like or if they were downtown and doing their shopping or errands or meeting people, they would come to the Como Inn, and they raved about the place. They love it, and I wish I went there too. And it's a shame because it closed. I think 20, let's see. Yeah, about, excuse me. It closed about 2001 and never reopened, which is terrible. You know, and it was like that for almost 90 years. And their wine list was excellent, like I said before. And so a lot of people, and then after it closed, Joe Marchetti and his son opened Piazza M. It was a smaller dining area where Como Inn was, and I don't know how long they lasted it, but then Joe Marchetti died in 2002, right about 1 year after the restaurant closed, and that's sad. That's very sad. Okay, and so, you know, that's most of the Italian restaurants that I'm going to discuss on the show. And if you if you have a famous Italian restaurant that's no longer around in Chicago and you would like to comment, please do. I will do that. I will post this on Facebook and Twitter. You can comment on your favorite restaurant. I apologize for not mentioning all of them, you know, so, you know, because of time constraints. So please do that. And I will, like I said before, I'll post it on my social media accounts. And I enjoyed talking about this. It was fascinating. So that'll be all for today. This is episode 76, season 4 of Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. And I'm your host, Pete Costanis. And Ciao, everybody, for me. And here is Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.